Today's daf is Brachis Daf Nun Aleph, and we are 13 lines from the top of Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So, although the primary topic of the seventh perek of Masechtas Brachis, Perek Shloisha Sha'achlu, deals with Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Hazimon, however, the last line of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amid Aleph mentioned a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding undiluted wine. Rabbi Eliezer says, undiluted wine is not wine. And as the Gemara explained, there's two nafkeminas lahalacha. Number one, you don't make a bayre priya gafen on undiluted wine. Rather, you make a bayre priya eitz. Additionally, you can wash netilas yadayim with undiluted wine. You can't wash netilas yadayim with diluted wine, because it's wine. But undiluted wine is not deemed wine according to Rabbi Eliezer. Another chiddush, you can wash netilas yadayim. The Chachamim argued, and the Chachamim said that no, undiluted wine is wine. Regardless, the Gemara spoke a little bit about wine. From there, the Gemara spoke a little bit about the concept of bizui oichlim. So we're going to continue on this theme of digressing from Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Hazimon as we end the perek. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, ispargus. So asparagus, not to be confused with asparagus, was a beverage that people commonly ate back in the day for breakfast. It was an alcoholic beverage. In fact, as we'll see, there were two ways to make asparagus. One way was to make it with wine. The other one was to make it with beer. The one staple of asparagus was cabbage. Cabbage and wine, cabbage and beer. We'll see the nutrition facts of the two types of asparagus were different, as the Gemara is going to say. But regardless, we begin today's daf with asparagus. Tanu Rabbanan, asparagus. Yofel lelev, it's good for the heart. V'tov le'inayim, it's good for your eyes. V'koshken lebnei me'ayin, and it's certainly good for your digestive system. V'haragul boy, if somebody drinks or eats a lot of asparagus, yofel l'chol gufay, it's good for his entire body. V'hamishtaka mimenu, but if you get drunk drinking asparagus, koshel l'chol gufay, then it's not so good. Says the Gemara, from the fact that the Brisa says that asparagus is good for the heart, we must be talking about the wine-based asparagus, because the beer-based asparagus is not good for the lave. Viktani, and the Brisa says, meaning it's good for the heart, and it's also good. In fact, kolshkein, it's good for the bnei me'ayah, for the digestive system. Faith the Gemara, is that true? V'tanya, we learned in a braiso, lila'at yofa, liramat kosha. So this is an acronym. Lat is an acronym for lev, ayin, tchol, the heart, the eyes, and the spleen. Ramat is roish, the head, me'ayim, the stomach, the digestive system, and tachtonius, which are hemorrhoids. But the point is that asparagus is good for the heart, it's good for the eyesight, it's good for the tchol, it's bad for the roish, it's bad for the me'ayim. Now we're talking about the asparagus that's made from wine. It says clearly it's good for the heart, that's true, but it's not good for the me'ayim. L'chura, how does that stem with the braisa that we just said? That asparagus is yofel alev, v'koshken l'bnei me'ayim. We seem to have a contradiction. Is asparagus, the wine-based asparagus that people ate for breakfast, was it good for the stomach or was it not good for the stomach? Says the Gemara, you have to say, kitanya ahi b'miyoshim, there's two types of wines. Meaning, within the world of wine-based asparagus, you were able to make it with regular, ordinary wine, or you can use aged wine. If you use aged wine, then it's different. Kiddetanan, and there's precedence for this in a Mishnah. Mishnah Masechtas Sadarm. Somebody says, if somebody makes a neder, he's not going to drink wine. So he didn't become a nazir, where that's a lot more inclusive than just not being able to drink wine. He simply said, I don't want to be able to drink wine. He made a neder on wine. What happened? And if he said, when he made this neder, that the reason I'm making the neder is because I know wine is not good for the digestive system. If they told him, not all wine is not good. There is wine that's good. Aged wine is good. If he's quiet, he's not allowed to drink new wine, because he said, and new wine is in fact kashal of nemiyayim. However, he's allowed to drink aged wine, because aged wine is yafal of nemiyayim. But what do you see from here? Shema, we just need one thing. We're not learning Masechtas Nedarim now. What we need is that you see that new wine can be not good for the bnei meyayin. Aged wine can be really good. Either way, the brisa that says that asparagus that's made from wine is kolshkin, that it's good for the bnei meyayin, that was talking about with aged wine. The one that says it's not good for the bnei meyayin, that's talking about new wine. Tanu Rabbanan, shisha dvar nemru b'asparagus. On the top of asparagus, we digress from our digression. You're supposed to drink it only when it is chai. Meaning this wine has to be undiluted. Umale, additionally, you have to have a full cup. So if it's not a full cup, then it's not espargus the way it's supposed to be. By the way, these two things are one. Shishidvarim nemru b'espargus. In shoysa noise elekishu chai umale is one. That's the first of the six. Number two, mekabu b'yamin v'sheyesel b'smael. If somebody hands you asparagus, you should receive it in your right hand and then pass it over to your left hand and drink it from your left hand. This is also one thing. You shouldn't talk after you drink asparagus, and you shouldn't be mafsik while you're drinking asparagus, meaning you take it like a shot of whiskey. You're supposed to do it in one shot. When you finish the cup, make sure you return the cup to the person that gave it to you. Don't give it to somebody else. You should spit after you drink the asparagus, and after you drink the asparagus, you may need something to chase it, right? You just had a little alcohol. So what should you eat afterwards to support your stomach? It should be the same min of what the asparagus is. So the Gemara says, as it relates to the last thing, it sounds like after you drink the asparagus, you should eat something, okay? Eat a salad. What should the salad be? It should be the same min, the same ingredients that the asparagus was made from. So we have a bunch of steers here in Bryces, usually related to Lumbus and Halachas. Here we have steers related to this asparagus. But regardless, it says over here, you have to eat tafka bread. And Marcel's like, Kasha, Habid Chamra, Habid Shechra. If you drink the wine-based asparagus, you have to have bread afterwards. If it's beer, then it should be the same min of what the beer was. So if the beer was made from grain, you should eat grains. If it was made from dates, you should eat dates. Ayin Rashi. Tani Chado. We learned in one braisa as it relates to asparagus, lelat, yofa, leramat, kosh. Again, what was lat? Lev, ayin, tchol. What was ramat? Roish, ma'ayim, tachtonis. But Tani Yiddich, we learned in another braisa just the opposite. Leramat, yofa, lelat, kosh. Zokti gemar, like kacha. Haba de chamer, haba de shecha. The first braisa is talking about wine based asparagus. The second braisa is talking about the beer-based asparagus. Honey, chadar rock achrav loika. One braisa says that if you spit after you eat asparagus, loika, it's a bad thing. V'tan yiddich, we learned in another braisa, loy rock achrav loika, that if you don't spit afterwards, it's a bad thing. So again, loikasha, haba the chamer, haba the shech. First braisa is talking about the wine-based. Second braisa is talking about the beer-based. Om rav ashi, hashna amr loy rock achrav loika. Now that you're telling me that if somebody drinks the beer-based asparagus and he doesn't spit afterwards, it's a bad thing. Meim of Nizrakin. You're allowed to do it then, even if you're standing in front of the king. So if you'd be standing in front of the king, you'd be allowed to spit it out. Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Shloisha dvarim sochli suriel sarapnim. I heard three things from suriel sarapnim. So who's suriel sarapnim? Says Rashi. Malach choshev lovoi lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this malach is a malach choshev. He's the sarapnim, like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, I heard three things from him. Number one, I heard that in the morning you shouldn't take your shirt from your gabbai, from your butler, but rather you should take it by yourself and then put your shirt on. Don't let somebody wash your hands if he himself didn't wash his hands yet. That's why we're talking about this. You should return the kais asparagus only to the person that gave it to you. Don't return it to somebody else. That's dangerous. Why? Because tachsifis, some say yestalganis. Regardless, this is a chabura shal malachi ha-kavolo, bad malachim, it's happened to adam va'omrin, they wait to pounce on a person, and they're saying to themselves, they must say yavay adam v'le'echem v'var malo v'yagoy. When is a person going to do one of these three things so that we can go after him? Regardless, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, I have some inside information from Suriel Sar Hapnim, and he told me three things, mipnei ha-sakana, that you should be careful of. One of them is asparagus. It relates to what the Gemara has been talking about. I heard three things from the Malach HaMavis. Same thing. Don't take your shirt from your butler and then get dressed. You should take it by yourself. Don't wash your hands from someone who didn't wash his hands yet. When the women come back from a levaya, don't stand in front of the women. So the Malach HaMavis told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because I'm there by them. My sword is in my hand. And I have reshus to go and hurt people and to do whatever I want. Says, what if somebody's walking, he's doing his own thing, and all of a sudden he
he sees a funeral procession. They're on their way back from the Levaya, and there's a group of women there. So he now knows that the Malach HaMavis is there. So what should he do? Says the Gemara, number one, Linchev Miduchte Arba Amis. You should go away, jump four Amis. If there's a river, go to the other side of the river. If there isn't a river, but you can at least, you know, exit the highway and go on another highway, that's the next best thing. If there's a wall, Lake Achira, then you should be behind the door. Let's say you don't have any of these things. You're stuck. You're literally right there. Lahadar Ape, you should turn your face away. Velema, you should say, Vayoyim Hashem ala Satan, Yigar Hashem Becha, Adachov Vimine, until they pass. Now, this person is afraid of the Malach HaMavis, right? Who told Rabbi Shua ben Levi, I'm there? Shloshet Varim Sachli Malach HaMavis. What's the last resort? The last option this person has? He should say, which pasuk? Vayoyim Hashem ala Satan. The Satan, the Malach HaMavis, but the Pshat is, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the Satan, the Malach HaMavis is the same person. So say the Pasuk of Ayyem Hashem Allah Satan, Yigar Hashem Becha Satan, that you have nothing to worry about, and in that case you're going to be okay. Amr Rabzer, Amr Rabbo, Rami Lov Masi Satana, Asara, Dvarim, Nemru, Bekoy Shal Brachas. Again, on the topic of Birchas HaMazon, so there is an idea, which is really more than an idea, it's a halacha that you're supposed to bench on a kosher bracha. So Rav Zeira said, "Name Rav Avo." Some say it's a brisa. 10 things regarding a kosher bracha. Number one, ton hadach. You have to wash it. Ushtifa, you have to wash it. We'll see what the difference is. Chai. So pashat chai sounds like the wine should be undiluted, which doesn't stim what the Gemara said in the previous staff. Because the Gemara said in the previous staff that even the Chachavim behold that undiluted wine is wine, but when it comes to Kosher Bracha, Mitzvah Menam Mufcher, not to use undiluted wine. Ayin Berishayim, Umale, the cup has to be full. Itur, we'll see what that means. The Itov, we'll see what that means. Noitel B'shtei Yadav, the person that's Mevarich should receive the wine with both his hands. V'noise B'yamin, and then he should hold it only in his right hand. U'magbiyah min akarka tefach, he has to lift it off the ground. At least the tefach, the olden days, they would sit on the ground sometimes. So make sure it's at least the ground off the tefach. The noise in Einav Bain, you have to look at it. Some say, af meshagre b'matana la'anche besa. You should send some wine after you drink from it, after you make the bracha to the bnei bayis. Meaning you should send a little bit to your wife. You'll see the Gemara is going to tell a story about this. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Anu ein lanu ella arba b'vat. Rabbi Yechanan heard where Rabbi Zeira said the name of Revol, some say, b'masnisa dana. That all these different things about kosher bracha, 10 things. So Rabbi Yechanan said, I hear, but we only know from 4. Hadacha, shtifa, wash it, chai, umale. Undiluted, and it should be filled. Says the Gemara, Tano, what's the difference between hadacha and shtifa? They both mean to wash it. Hadacha mibifne means rinse the inside of the cup before you use it. Shtifa mibachotz, rinse the outside of the cup before you use it. Amar b'yechanan, kol mavarach al koismale. Any person that uses a koismale, noisnen loy nachla b'mi mitzarem, it's a school of hashiras. He's going to be zoicha to nachla b'li mitzarem. No gvulim, no block and lot. B'li gvulim. Shenema, the pasuk says, umale birchas Hashem, Yom v'doroim yirasha. Umale berchas Hashem. We're talking about a kosher bracha. When it's mole. Mole berchas Hashem. What are you going to be zoicha to? It doesn't say a land. Yom, doroim, mairiv. Literally, someone drinks a kos mole shal bracha, oilam hazeh and oilam haba. Itur, one of the things that were mentioned was itur. Itur means a crown. You should crown the cup. Rabbi Yehuda Matreb Talmidim. Yeah, what he used to do is when he would hold the Kosher Bracha, he would have his Talmidim stand around him, and they were the crown. They were Ma'atah the Kosher Bracha. Rav Chizda Ma'atah Benatli. He would take smaller koses, and he would put them around the larger kos, and that was the crown. Rav Chanan said, Ubechai, the smaller koses, if you want to go with Rav Chizda's understanding of Itur, make sure that the wine that's in those koses should also be undiluted wine. Rav Sheshes says, Ubebirchas Ares. At the time you're supposed to fill up those koses is by the second bracha of benching, by the bracha of Noidulcha. Ituf, what does Ituf mean? So Ituf means to lisatif batzitzes. Rapapa ma'atif yosef, he would put a talis on before he benched. Ravasi Parah Sudra Reshe, he would put a sudra on his head. This is, of course, the makar to the halacha that you wear a jacket, you wear a hat, but regardless, whatever that halacha is, this is the Gemara that it comes from. What's the makar that you should receive the kosher bracha with two hands? The pasuk says, "Su yedeichem kodesh uvarchu es Hashem." Su yedeichem, both hands, lift them. Uvarchu es Hashem, kosher bracha. Then you should hand it over to your right hand.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And this next Gemara is going to be one of the topics of the raid at the end of the daf. Rishonim Shalu. The Rishonim asks, Smo, Maushit Tesayelim. Is the left hand allowed to help the right hand? So you're supposed to hold it in your right. You receive it with two hands, and then you shift it over to only your right hand. Could the left hand help the right hand? Or does it have to be exclusively with your right hand? Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said like this. Hoyol v'Rishonim Yiboyluhu. V'lo Yishaluhu. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan reported, or Rabbi Chibar Abba said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan that the Rishonim asked this kasha. And I don't know an answer. So Rav Ashi said, if we don't know the answer, so what are you supposed to do? Navid l'chumrah. I mean, if you don't know, then obviously you have to go l'chumrah. Now, why is that so obvious? That we'll see already. You have to make sure that you lift the koysha bracha off the ground. A tefach. Omer v'achab Rav Chanina. My crow, what's the makar to that? Kois Yeshua is Esa. Uveshem Shem Hashem Akra. The kois Yeshua is Esa. That's the kois that you're supposed to lift. Uveshem Hashem Akra. No, he said, ain't nobody supposed to look at the kegel. You shouldn't be masich das from the koysha bracha, from the benching, by focusing on the koysha bracha. So like this, you won't be masich das. After you drink from it, so you're the mevarech, you're holding the koysha bracha. After you drink from it, you should send a little bit over to your wife. Ki hechi de tisparech devis. What's the reason for it? Because like this, your wife will get, it's a kosher bracha. So why should your wife get bracha? So if she drinks from the kosher bracha, she'll also get bracha. So the Gemara, on that note, a maisa shahaya kachaya. Ulu by Rav Nachman. Ulu was once by Rav Nachman. Karach rifta, they ate. Ubarach brichas mezayna. And it came time for benching. Yavle kasa de brichas ala Rav Nachman. So after Ula, who led benching, finished benching, so he gave a little koshal bracha to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, drink from the koshal bracha. I'm Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, L'shadur mar kosa de birchus liyalto. Can you please send a little bit also to my wife? Rav Nachman's wife was Yalta. And he said, send a little bit to my wife Yalta. Amale. So Ula told Rav Nachman, Hachem Rav Yochanan. Tell Rav Yochanan said, meaning, why do you want Yalta to drink from the koshal bracha? Like the Gemara just said, Ki hechid et his barich tevis. Why shouldn't she get bracha as well? He said, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein pri bitnei shalishim is barich, elam pri bitnei shalish. You know when a woman gets bracha? When her husband is gebenched. So if the man has bracha, she gets bracha. So if you drain from the kosher bracha, you got the bracha that you need already. There's no reason for you to send it to your wife now. And had Rabbi Yochanan know that, from the following pasuk, it says, Uveirach pri vitnecha. Pri vitnecha means your children. But l'chura, vitnecha is a lashon zachar. Pri vitno loy ne'amar. It didn't say lashon akev, which is what it should have said. Ela pri vitnecha. Must be. Because you know when the woman's children are gebenched? You know when it's uveirach pri bitna? When it's uveirach pri bitnecha. So her bracha comes from him. So Ula told Rav Nachman, we don't have to send any kosher bracha to Yalta, because if you drank, everything is good. Says, we're tiny nami hachrim, nasa nami, nasa nami, chain pripin the shalish, and sparkling pripin the shalish. How do you know the woman's bracha comes from the man? She never veich pripin the chabri bin the lane, pripin the chabri. Either way, ad the hachi shama Yalta. Regardless, Yalta overheard this conversation. She heard Ula tell Rav Nachman that Yalta's not getting any kosher bracha. She wasn't happy about it. Says the Gemara, Koma Bezihara. She got really, really angry. She was bekas. For Osel Bechamra, and she went into the wine cellar, and she started breaking bottles of wine. The Tavra Arba Meya Dani Dechamra. And she broke how many? 400 barrels of wine. Oh, Rav Nachman. Nishadu Lamar Kasa Achrino. So Rav Nachman told Ula, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Maybe we should have sent Yalta a little bit of wine. I told you we should send Yalta wine. Right? So he said, maybe this shouldn't have happened. So he tells us, okay, we need a plan B. So Shalach Lo, so Ula sent Yalta another wine, and he said, Kol Hai Navga de Birchus Ahi. He said, the whole barrel, right, once you make Koshal bracha from a barrel of wine, that whole barrel becomes gebench. It's shirayim from the Rebbe. So he said, I have shirayim for you. So even though it's not really the koshal bracha, but there's something to it over here. Shol chalei, so Yalta sent back to Ula, mi madure mili, the peddlers say, shtosim, umismar tuti kalmi, and lice comes from shmatas. Regardless, you get the point. She said, I hear, Yalta was a shtickle Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara says. So the bottom line is that she didn't, it didn't appease her. Amar Rav Asi, Ein Masichin al Koshal Bracha. From the time you pick up the Koshal Bracha until after you bench, the person that's being Mevarech is not allowed to talk. Amar Rav Asi said, Ein Mevarech al Kosh Shal Peronius. Another halacha, you're not allowed to bench on a Koshal Peronius. So what's a Koshal Peronius? Zugais. So Zugais are of Perik Arve Psachim fame, where the Gemara says that it was considered dangerous to do things in pairs. So if you do two of something, it's not good. So two glasses of wine is considered dangerous. Why does it come into Arvi Psachim? Because it's not just two. It's a multiple of two as well, with the exception of 10. Asiri Kodesh, you have nothing to worry about. But anything that's a multiple of two, you have to worry about. And the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to drink four cups of wine? By the Lel Seder, what happened to Zugais? It's a Koshal Peronius.
And the Gemara says, "Leil say this shimur v'namazikin." So you don't have to worry about it. Now today you don't have to worry about it anyways, because places brings a masachta zuma that today zugos are not prevalent anymore. B'mdino seinu, this mazik of zugos, so we're good. But the point is, it was once upon a time. This was a real halacha. Gemara talks about it in different places. So Rav Asi referred to the second glass of wine as a koshal peronius because of zugos. It could bring tension. So if you're the mezamein and you drank one glass of wine during the meal, you can't be mevarich now in a koshal bracha, because the koshal bracha will be the second glass, and it's a koshal peronius. Says the Gemara, my koshal peronius, what we just said, Amar Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak, koshayni, tanya nami hochi, ashoisik flying, lo yevarich. If it's going to be your second glass of koshal bracha, you shouldn't bench. Mishum shenama hikan likras alakachi Yisrael, you have to prepare yourself before you come to the Eibush, the Vahayloi Miskin, this is called prepared. What do? You had one glass of wine to make sure that the koshal bracha will be the second one, that will be the zugais. So you went against hikan likras alakachi Yisrael, you can't bench. Amar Abavo, bami lo masizitono, eichol mahalech. If somebody eats while he's walking, mevarich ma'umah, then when it comes time to bench, he should stop. Meaning you shouldn't bench and eat in the same matzav. So if you were walking and eating, then stop when you bench. Let's say you were standing, but you could even be standing. Let's say you were standing while you were eating, you weren't moving, then you have to sit. Let's say you were eating beheseba, then you should sit up. But the hilchas of the halach is not like anything that we just said, but rather, bekulu yoshev u'mavarech, you're always supposed to be yoshev u'mavarech, hadron halach, shloisha shachas. We'll just make a haschola on the next Mishnah, because otherwise we're going to fall behind. So just make not enough daf in the head right now, right? So we just make a haschola on the next Mishnah, and then we'll speak out some rates. Talk to Mishnah, elu dvarim shebein, beishamai, uvein beishillel. So if you like machloikis between beishamai and beishillel, this is the greatest Mishnah. So we have a bunch of machloikis in between Shammai and beishillel. We can start making cheshbonos with the Rogachov and all the Torah that we have. But for now, elu dvarim shebein, beishamai and beishillel besuda. The following things were a point of debate between Beishamai and Beishillel regarding the halachas of Suda. Number one, Beishamai says when it comes time to make Kiddush, Mevarech al Hayayim, first you make the bracha on Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos, V'achach Mevarech al Hayayim. Then you make a bracha on wine, which is the reverse of what we do. Beishillel, Mevarech al Hayayim. V'achach Mevarech al Hayayim. Beishamai says, Noiklin liyodayim, V'achach Moizkin. So we know already, we're familiar with some of the dinner etiquette of once upon a time. Before the meal, the Oivim would drink wine. Then after the meal, they would drink wine. Then there's a Koshal Bracha. Then they bench. But there was a glass of wine that people drank before the meal. The question is, when do you wash them Tilas Yadayim? So we saw it already earlier. They would wash one hand, drink the glass of wine, then wash both hands, and then eat the meal. Beishamai held not that way. Beishamai says, the Netilas Yadayim for the meal, you do not before you sit down to eat the bread, but before you start sipping that glass of wine. Noitlin li yodayim, v'achakach moizgin es hakoyis. So no, moizgin es hakoyis, v'achakach noitlin li yodayim, which is again what we do. Beishamai says, mekaneach yodam emapa, that after you wash the tilas yodayim, so you should have a mapa, a napkin, you should use that to wipe your hands. When you chal shulchan, you can leave it on the table. Beisul says, no, ala keses, you have to put it on the chair that you're sitting on. We'll see what that's all about in the Gemara, a little tyrus. Beishamai says, first you sweep up, you clean up, and then you wash my machrin. Shamin says that when it comes time to make Havdalah, specifically somebody was benching and making Havdalah at the same time. So you ate Shalosh Shudos and it went into the night, and now you're going to bench and you're going to make Havdalah together. Now you have to appreciate, once upon a time, people didn't have so much wine. So you're going to drink wine for the Koshal Bracha, and then you're going to drink wine for Havdalah. People don't have enough wine. I think the Aruch HaShulchan says in an art that the reason we're not makbid, or a lot of people are not makbid on Koshal Bracha today, is because there was Anias and Klal Yisrael, and they stopped being makbid on it. And the minig is the minig. But the point is that, you know, we take it for granted. So this person now is going to use the same koshal bracha for Brichas HaMazon that he's going to use for Havdalah. So how do you work it all out? Says Beishamai, Ner, first you make the bracha on the Bar Mariyash, then Umazon, then your bench, then Besamim, then Havdalah. Besul says, Ner, Besamim, Mazon, Havdalah. Beishamai says, what's the bracha that you make on the ish? Shebora Ma'or Ha'ish. Besul says, Boire Ma'or Ha'ish. Another halach, Eim Avarchit. Loyal Ner, for Loyal Besamim, Shalavikhat. You're not
let it make a bracha of Bayer Mariesh or a Bayer Mina Besamim on the ner or of Besamim of an Oyved Kechavim. V'loy ala ner v'al al Besamim shall mason, that was used for a dead person, because it's also about no. V'loy ala ner v'al al Besamim shall avay the Zara. V'ay mevarchin ala ner ad shi yausul ner. You're not going to make a bracha on the ner unless you have a little bit of a benefit from there. Another, one final halacha. Actually, no, a little bit more. Misha achav ashachav v'loy beirach. Someone ate and he forgot to bench. Bishamim says, Yachsilim Mekoimoy. He should go back, meaning you ate and you forgot to bench. You left. You didn't forget Yalaviyavo Yiritse. You partially forgot to bench. So do you have to go back to where you ate to bench there? Or is it not Ma'akev? So Bishamim says, Yachsilim Mekoimoy Yivarech. Ubeisil says, Yivarech, Bemakim Cheniska, you should bench wherever you are. Va'an Masai Mevarech, up until when do you bench? Ad Kadesh Yisakal Masai Bishamim Meyav, until you fully digest your food. Balam Yayin Achar Mazoin. What if? Not what if, this often happened after the meal. Before benching, they brought wine. Im ein sham ela oisai kois. Let's say you only have that kois. Beshamay says, Mevarech ala yayin, it's fine, you can drink it. Machach Mevarech ala mazin, and then bench. Maybe even without the kois. No, you use the kois for benching. You're allowed to answer amen to a yid that makes a bracha, even if you didn't hear the whole bracha. But you're not allowed to answer amen to a bracha that a kuti makes, unless you hear the entire bracha. So a few ha'aris related to this morning's daf, really related to the end of Shlosha She'achlu, and related in general to some of the sugyas that we've been learning over the last little while. The first story is that the Gemara mentioned 10 things with regards to Koshal Bracha. Asar dvarim nemru b'koshal bracha. Ton hadacha, ushtifa, chai, mole, itur, itov, noitle b'shtei yadav. You have to hold it in two hands, and then v'noisnei miyamin, and then pass it over to your right hand. Umagbiya menakarka tefach, v'noisnei enevoy, some say send it to your wife. Said the Gemara, as it relates to this halacha, that you have to hold the koshal bracha in your right hand while you're benching. Amar Rab Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rab Yochanan. Chiya bar Abba said, I heard from Rab Yochanan, who said, Rishonim shal u'smol ma'osh atesayelamin. Could the left hand support the right hand? Could it help the right hand or not? And he left it as a question, meaning, the Rishonim asked this question, and it was a teiku. Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, "Hol the Rishonim ibalu." Being that the Rishonim had this question, they weren't sure, and they weren't pushing it. So Anan never the Chumra. So what do we do? So we should go the Chumra. What does the Chumra mean? Zok Rashi, "Shaloi tesayei asmal liyamin v'shas bracha," that the left hand should not support the right hand. It's a question. We don't know what the answer to this question is. So as a result, what are you supposed to do? So the right thing to do would be to go to the Chumra. Yosef Engel in his Gulyoni Shas on this Gemara right here asks a bumbikasha. He says, "Tzorich iyun." I don't understand this Gemara. We have a suffix over here in with regards to a halacha related to koshal bracha. One of the 10 things of koshal bracha is that while you mention, you should hold it in your right hand, not both hands, not your left hand, with your right hand. And the Rishonim had a shayla: could the left hand help the right hand, or could the left hand not help the right hand? They didn't answer it. So Rav Ashi says, so what do you do if you have a suffix? You go l'chumra. Freit of Yosef Engel, is that true? If you have a suffix, you go l'chumra. There's a whole shulchan aruch of what you do when you have a suffix. Some of the most intense sugis and shas deal with sveikis. What do you do when you have a suffix? But the most basic halach in sveikis are suffix d'iraisa, you go l'chumra. Suffix d'rabbanon, you go l'kula. Says Rav Yosef Engel, koshal bracha is a din d'rabbanon. Not a din d'iraisa. Birchas Hamazon is d'iraisa. But the fact that you have a koshal bracha is a din d'rabbanon. The asara dvarim are certainly dine d'rabbanon within the dine d'rabbanon. It's frank to Rav Yosef Engel, what's Pashup Shan in this Gemara? That Rav Ashi said that being that it's a sofik, we should go l'chumra, I should go l'chumra. It's a sveikah d'rabbanon. Sveikah d'rabbanon, the rule is, you always go l'kula. And Rav Yosef Engel says two terutzim, both worth mentioning. The first, he's mitzayin a mishnah in Masechta Soifrim. This is Masechta Soifrim, Perek Arba Asar. The Masechta Soifrim is discussing the minig of the Haftorah. So we say Haftorah on Shabbos, on Yontif. Says Masechta Soifrim, picking up in middle, Ula B'Soif. After the Master says the Haftorah, what would he do? He'd make a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Tzura Yidlamim, Tzadik B'chol Adoyros, Hakel HaNeman Ha'oymer Va'oyserim, Hamedabru Mekayim, Ki Chol Devarav, Emes V'Tzedek. After he would say that, umiyat, a little differently than the way we do it, oim dema'am, the oim would stand up, va'oimim, and they would say as follows, neman atu, Hashem aleikenu, v'naman ad varecha, neman chai v'kayam, shimcha v'zichr chatamin, different nusach, yim lo'icholenu lo'oilam va'ed, says the Masechta Soifrim, zeh, that last thing that we just said, that the who would say neman atu, hu Hashem aleikenu, would get up, is really b'machleikah shnuya. The echad mi machloikis b'nei Mizrach u b'nei Ma'ariv. This was a machloikis between the people in the east and the people in the west. She b'nei Mizrach oim the Moshe Yeshiva. In the east, they used to sit when they said this. U b'nei Ma'ariv ba'amida. And the b'nei Ma'ariv used to say ba'amida. Says Masech the Sofer. You know what you do? Aslina basa machmer. Anytime there's a machloikis, you go basa the machmer. Which Rabbi Yosef Engel says, I don't even know what this means. You always go basa the machmer. Every take you go basa the machmer. It's not true. Sveiki the reis lechomer. Sveiki the rabbanu lekulo. But as much as this relates so much to what we're talking about, we're not going to focus on that. It's the next line. Says the Masechta Soifrim Kol Shekein. Kol shekein b'shevach v'tehilo shel chayo ilomim she'adover goli b'leiv l'shanei salocha l'maisa she'nemar kol poi l'shanu maneh. You're always supposed to go l'chumr, says the Masechta Soifrim, but kol shekein, certainly when you're dealing with something that relates to shvach v'tehilo shel chayo ilomim, if there's a halacha that's negeya giving shevach v'oida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what are you supposed to do? You have a suffix what the halacha is. You go l'chumr. So if the B'nai Mizrach used to sit, and the B'nai Ma'ariv used to stand, and it comes time to, you're saying the Haftarah, and what are the words that you're saying? Tzur kol ha'ilomim, tzadik b'chal ha'doiris, and then the Olam answers back, Nemanatu Hashem le'kenu v'nanam, you're giving shvach v'tehilo l'chayo ilomim. So you have a suffix. What are you supposed to do? You go l'chumra. So what do? You stand. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you have a mitziyah nifla in this Masechta Soifrim. That any time there's a suffix, but it involves a halacha related to shvach v'tehilo shel chayo ilomim, you always go l'chumra. Koishal bracha, this is birchas hamazon. The whole idea of the koishal bracha, the asar advar nemru, it's all to be mahader. It's a zek keli vanveyu. It's a hidur in birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon is all about haidah. Haidah on the food, haidah on Eretz Yisrael, haidah on Yerushalayim, atoy v'ametiv. This is all haidah. You're giving haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a suffix in these halachas. It's not Tzveik Adai Reis Al-Khumra. It's not Tzveik Adai Rabban Al-Kula. It's a suffix that's Koshkein B'Shvach V'Tila Shalchai Olamim. It's Poshet over here, you would go L'Khumra. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's first Teretz. If you want to take a look inside, he answers other kashas with this Dvarim Atikin, Reid that we've spoken about. Never this. But this is a tremendous Chiddush that Rabbi Yosef Engel says. But then he says another Teretz. And his other Teretz is based on a Pnei Yeshua earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The context over there is someone has a suffix whether or not he has to make a bracha. So you have food in front of you, and you're not sure right now if you have to make a bracha or you don't have to make a bracha. So let's say you made a bracha, and you have a suffix if the bracha that you made was the right bracha or the bracha that you made wasn't the right bracha. So what's the simple halacha? The simple halacha is suffix brachas lahakil, and because suffix brachas lahakil, the halacha is you're allowed to eat the food. You don't make a bracha when you have a suffix. And as a result, you're allowed to eat the food. Toises Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, brings a shita from the Ri. The Ri ha-yo'im l'chumra. That any time a person finds himself in this situation, tzarech levarich pamacheres. No. You don't say suffix brachas l'hakol, but rather what you do is you make another bracha. And Reb Kideger in Gilyon Ashas and the Pnei Yeshua and all the Achreinim asked, what do you mean? What happened to suffix brachas l'hakol? I thought every time you have a suffix, you have to make a bracha. Now you don't make a bracha. Here you're going ahead and you're saying, make a bracha. V'oid, if you have a suffix, whether or not you have to make a bracha, how can you be mekel and make another bracha? Or machmer and make another bracha? What happened to bracha shein etzricha? So Reb Kideger, based on a Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua, they all say bracha shein etzricha is not a kasha. Because bracha shein etzricha is when you're making a bracha frivolously. You're just doing it. But here you're not just doing it. You're doing it because you have a suffix. So being that you have a suffix, it's by definition not a bracha shein etzricha. But the kasha is still a kasha. And that is, at the end of the day, suffix bracha sahakel. So if suffix bracha sahakel, why can't you go and just eat without making a bracha? And just to be moisef, beer in this Gemara, again, this ties in a lot of things that we learned together. It's a short hour, but it ties in a lot of things we learned together. And that is that we know the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat before you make a bracha. Asul la'adam she'yohanim in ha'ilam ha'zebalei bracha. It's kilu ma'al, it's kilu geizel, it's kilu nenem yikad she'shamayim. But that is not an issa de'raisa. That is an issa de'rabbanan. So at the end of the day, let's just picture the case. This person has food in front of him. He made a bracha. He's not sure if he made the right bracha. So the question is, can I eat it? Or No, maybe I should go ahead and make another bracha. It won't be a bracha shenet tzricha. But the question is, could I eat it or could I not eat it? Says the Ri, no, you can't eat it. You have to make another bracha. It's not a bracha shenet tzricha. Don't worry about it. But the point is, you can't eat it. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, let's pick up the conversation from this point. Why? Right now, I have a suffix whether I made a bracha, didn't make a bracha. Huh? On the side, I didn't make a bracha. It's usher, but it's only usher midrabbanan. So if it's only usher midrabbanan, what's the problem? Why can't I eat it? L'chayre, this is a case of a suffik issa derabbanan. Asa la'adam sheyahanam min ha'ilam azabalei brachas an issa derabbanan. So if it's an issa derabbanan, why can't I eat it? Now it's interesting, if you're holding cheshbon for some of the rage we spoke about recently, the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe the Ri holds like my chiddush. I said a chiddush in the beginning of Parakeit Mevarchim, that being that svaru is always a deraisa, because the Gemara says, lamali kros svaru. So maybe the Ri holds that it's an issa deraisa. Svaro also the adam she'anam ma'elam azebalei brach is not a dirabanan, it's a deraisa. But says the Pnei Yeshua, and this is the Pnei Yeshua who's the Mara Deshmaitza, this is his chiddush, and everyone goes crazy about this chiddush that the Pnei Yeshua said. And this would have seemed to be so easy for the Pnei Yeshua to say, this is found in the Ri. I found the Rishon that holds like me. Say, it's not Mustaba that that's what the Ri meant. I mean, this would have been so simple. But the Pnei Yeshua didn't like that. So again, the question is, if a person has food in front of him, he has a suffix, if he made a brach, didn't make a brach, he can't eat it. You have to make another bracha. Freak the Pnei Yeshua. Why can't you eat it? Because it might be us, sir. It's a suffix, sir. Sveik the Rabbanu Lakula. That's always the rule. And the Pnei Yeshua says two terutzim, and they're both very chash, but we'll say the second one, because that's the one that Rabbi Yosef Engel shtel su for this shtigl Torah. He says like this, you have to say, k'moshe herachti bekuntres haklolim shali. And that is, you don't always say Sveik the Rabbanu Lakula. This is a major yisoy. You don't always say it. And the only time you say it is davka b'midi de ispe pseida or a tircha. But if there's no pseida and there's no tircha to be machmer by a suffix issa de rabbanan, you have to be machmer by a suffix issa de rabbanan. And the Ri must have held that to make a bracha, it's kasish kangel, there's no pseida, and it's not such a tircha to make a shahakul niya bedvare, and as a result, you can't rely on sveikid rabbanan lakula. When could you use sveikid rabbanan lakula? That's if it involves tircha, and if it involves pseida. But if there's no tircha, there's no pseida, there's no sveikid rabbanan lakula. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says here in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph to answer the Shita Sari. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if that's the case, so it's pashit why Rav Ashi said we should go to chumra. What was the kasha? You have a suffix over here in halacha regarding Kaishal Bracha, could the left hand hold the right hand or not? The Rishonim asked the question, they never resolved the question. So what are we supposed to do? And not my nevid, we should go to Chumra. Frank Rabbi Yezer, I go to Chumra, it's a Dindir Rabbanon. Sveikid Rabbanon, you always go to Kula. Not if there's no Pseida, not if there's no Tircha. It's not such a big deal to hold it with your right hand. And if you could hold it with your right hand and not with your left hand, you go either way. Two tremendous Yesoidis to answer this Kasha. The first you saw it is based on the Masechta Soifim Perek Yud Aleph. That anytime it's a question of Shvach V'Tehila L'Chei Olamim, you always go to Chumra. That's what Kaishal Bracha is. And the second Teretz is the Pnei Yeshua is you saw it. That's Sveikid Rabbanan L'Kula. But if there's Psei, that's only if there's Psei then Tircha. If there's no Psei then there's no Tircha, then you're not going to have that Halacha. That was the first Teretz. The second R is a little bit lighter. The Gemara was talking about asparagus. The wine-based asparagus, the beer-based asparagus, it is good for you, it's not good for you. And in the course of that discussion of the Gemara, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha said, Shloisha dvarim sochli suriel sarapnim. I heard three things from Suriel, who's the sarapnim. Rashi says, Malach choshuv lovoy lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a malach that's literally able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said three things. And one of the three things related to the Koshal Aspargus, and it's in that context that the Gemara mentioned it. So you have Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who's interacting with Suriel, who's the Sarapim. The truth is, if you think about it for a minute, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha had access that most people never had. Tir Rabbi Shmuel Atzmai. And Ela Eskera, Rabbi Shmuel was able to go up to Shemayim, and Rabbi Shmuel was able to find out with the Gzeira of the Asara Rugi Malchus. You have Tanya, of Tanya fame. The Gemara Dav Zayin Aman Aleph, Pamachas Nichnasti Lefnai Velefnim, for Oisi Akas Rikel Ko Hashem Tzvokas. So you see, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a Nichnas V'yotza on some level. He had some sort of access. But I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. The rest of the story is mentioned in the Seidah Dairis. Michiel Halpern brings it. Erech, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol. He quotes from Rashi's Sefer HaPardes. But Sefer HaPardes, the Rashi Kasa, I'm going to read from it a little bit, a few lines. Hayu Chacham Gadol, there was a Chacham Gadol, Nikra Rabbi Elisha. His name was Rabbi Elisha. Hu v'ishta hayu chasidim gedoylem, hu v'neim hayu meisim ktanim. And lo'yelenu, they had children, and their children would all die. V'spalu al Hashem, they davened to Hashem. V'net al koylam, Hashem answered their prayers. V'noylad lahem, and they had a child whose name was Yishmael.
Rabbi Yishmael, Umayrich Sham Ma'oid, says the Sayyidah Adairis. Ze Rabbi Yishmael went to learn Rab Nechunya ben Akana. Rab Nechunya ben Akana's father's name was Kana. He wrote a sefer, a real, real Kabbalah sefer, called Sefer Kabbalah. Says the Sayyidah Adairis, in the Sefer Kabbalah that was written by Reb Kana, who's the father of Rab Nechunya ben Akana, he brings there the rest of what happened with Rabbi Yishmael. It's written as if Rabbi Yishmael's talking in the first person. So it's Rav Kana Sefer, but Rabbi Yishmael's talking in the first person. Ani Yishmael Kohen Gadol, Ben Yud Gimel Shana Yisi, Kishalachti Yetzel, Nechunya Ben Akana, Lumay Torah. I was 13 years old when I went to Nechunya Ben Akana to learn Torah. Why would he call him Nechunya Ben Akana, right? Luchuri, you should call him Reb Nechunya Ben Akana. But the truth is, the Rambam in his Hakdama, that the more chashiv you are, the less titles you had. But anyways, I went to Nechunya Ben Akana, Lumay Torah, and I asked him, Shel Yoideli Mihu Sara Torah. So Rabbi Yishmael Ben Elisha says that I was 13 years old, he was a bar mitzvah boy. And he went to Nechunya Ben Akana and he said, I want to know who the Sar HaTorah is, right? Like, who's the Sar HaTorah? Uma Shemoy, what's his name? V'hoishiv, and he said the name of the Malach, Shemoy. V'teik of amadati b'tainis, I got up, and I fasted. Uperashti atzmi mikol tainig memyoy. And I literally distanced myself from all Olam Hazeh for 40 days. Well, besides, at the end of the 40 days, amarti shem gadol, I said the shem hagadol, v'iradati oisle. And I was able to get the Malach, this Malach, the Sar HaTorah, to come down. The Yorad, and he descended Kishal Hevesesh, as given a flam fire. Upon of his face was Kemare Barak. Kishiro Isi Yosef, and I saw him Nifhalti. I got scared. V'chol Evorai Nisparku V'nirtati Lachar. I started shaking, and I started walking backwards. V'om Ali, and the Sar HaTorah told me, again, Rabbi Shmuel and Elisha talking, Ben Adam, not Tifcha. Who are you? Sher Ashta Pamal Yushal Mahilo. Like, who are you? V'chzakti Atzmi. I strengthened myself. On Marty, and I said, Golivi Adul of Ne Misham of Ayolam. The Abish is my witness. Shalay Heradatich Lechfoidi. I didn't do this for my COVID. Elo Lassis Ritzoin Koini. I want to serve the Abish. And I felt that if I could interact with the Sarah Torah, it would enhance my ability to serve Hashem. Miyad Omali. Immediately, the Sarah Torah told me, Ben Odom, Tipa Srucha Rima Vitaylea. Afki Navshacha Tahira. Even though your nefesh is so that's and it's for that reason, if you want this gali l'cha, that I should properly reveal myself to you, this is what you have to do. You have to fast for 40 days. You should go to the mikveh 24 times during those 40 days. Don't need anything mezuam. No kidneys, no vegetables. You should sit in a dark room. And then you're going to get whatever you want. Says the Sefer HaKana, V'loma Torah Harbe. And Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha learned a lot of Torah. He learned Torah not just with a Maggid, but he learned Torah with the Sar HaTorah. Kinir B'Gemara, V'Zoyru Bar. And then the Sefer HaDorah concludes, V'Yo'ile V'Yoyret Kirtsoinoi, U'Medabrim HaMalachim. He used to be able to go up and down, and it was Medabrim HaMalachim. And then he gives a few examples. Perakam V'Debrach Sav Zayin HaMedalis. Om Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha V'Machas Nichnasi L'Haktik Torahs V'Lefnai V'Lefim. But that's just one example. And Tir Rabbi Shmuel Atzmai is just another example. And the Gemara that we just learned now, Brachos Nun Aleph Amen Aleph, Shleisha Dvarim Sochli Surreal Sarapim, that's just another example. But really, really, it's for your oile v'yoyrit kirtsoinoi u'medabrim amalochim. Here it's Achas Rikel Koyashem Tzvokos. Here it's the Maluch Suriel, but this was Rabbi Shmuel's Koyach, and this is the rest of the story, as mentioned in the Seyda Adairis. This is how it all came together. Just to end with one final aura, and that is, so we learned a lot about in this last perek, the halachas of Birchas HaMazon. And Birchas HaMazon is made up of four brachas. You have the bracha of Azon, and then you have Noida L'cha L'Oros HaMazon, then you have Rachimna, which ends with Vnei Yerushalayim, Bainu B'Rachim Yerushalayim. Amen. And then you have the last bracha, the bracha of Atoiv HaMeitim. What was Mavur in the Gemara, Rav Nachman said, that the four brachas of Birchas HaMazon weren't all composed at the same time, but rather it evolved, it came about through time. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was Mesakin the first bracha, Yeshua ben Nun the second bracha, David and Shlomoy with the third bracha, and the bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv that was instituted after the Harugei Beitar. Just to read the Rambam's Lashonei Hazav in the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Brachas. Say the Birchas HaMazon Kachu, Rishoyne Birchas Hazon, Shniya Birchas HaOretz, Shlish is Boine Yerushalayim, Revias Atoiv HaMeitiv, Bracha Rishoyne Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna, Shniya Tiken Yeshua, the Shlishis
Tikin Davru Shloime Benoi. Ubracha Revi is Chachmei Mishnah Tiknua. Beautiful Lashon. The Chachmei HaMishnah. They're the ones that were Masakin the fourth bracha. Now, when were they Masakin the fourth bracha? The Chachmei HaMishnah. The Gemara says it was after Churban Beitar. After Beta was destroyed and all the dead Yidden were lying on the ground, and when they were finally given permission by the Romans to go and bury the Yidden, they realized that it was unbelievable. First of all, the fact that the Romans allowed them to bury all the nefashas, they thought that was a tremendous, tremendous chus that they had. They were very taken aback by that. And not just that, when they went closer to the bodies, they realized the bodies hadn't decomposed, which they felt was a miracle. So Chachmei HaMishnah wanted to give Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did they do? They composed a bracha, the bracha of Atoiva Metiv. Now, what exactly was Churban Beitar? The Rambam brings it in Perikei in Hilchas Tainus. The Rambam brings the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av, Chamisha Dvarim Iruboy. Nigzer al Yisrael b'Midrash Leikon Sul Aretz v'Char v'Bayis Berishayinu B'Shniya. And then the Rambam says V'Nilka De'ir Gedoyla U'Beitar Shema. There was a very, very large city whose name was Beitar. V'Hoyu Ba Alofim V'Rivvois Mi'Yisrael. There were tens of thousands of Yidden that lived there. V'Hoyu Lehem Melech Gadol. They had a very, very powerful king. Bar Koichva. V'Dimu Kol Yisrael V'Gedoyli HaChachamim Shehu HaMelech HaMashiach. All the Gedolei Chacham, Uberoish and Rabbi Akiva, they all thought that Bar Kochva was Mashiach. And they rebelled against the Romans under the pretense that we're going to fight the Roman Empire, we're going to turn them down, we're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach's going to come. But you know what happened? V'nafal b'yad goyim, it didn't work out. The rebellion was stopped. And v'nehergu kulam, they were all killed, including Bar Kochva, including Rabbi Akiva. And it was so terrible, it was k'may churban HaMikdash. So Beitar was like the capital of where the whole Bar Kochva revolution was taking place. Tens of thousands of Yidden, but very, very symbolic. The reason it was so symbolic is because everybody was killed out, and this was like the last gasp that the Yidden had, maybe to undo what happened by Churban Beis HaMikdash. It was unsuccessful, and then the Rambam utters the immortal words, "Vayisatzarei Gedoyla k'may Churban HaMikdash." How can you equate anything to Churban Beis HaMikdash? But the Rambam says that. He says, Churban Beitar was k'Churban HaMikdash, but really the pshat is because this was the nail in the coffin, so to speak, of the Churban HaMikdash. Because this represented for Churban Bayis Sheni what Tzoyim Gedalia represented for Churban Bayis Rishon, the Ein Kama Kaima. But regardless, this was Churban Beitar. So right after this happens, when the Romans finally give the Yidden Rishon, says the Gemara, Oisei Ayoyim, literally that day, Alatar, that they were given permission to go ahead and bury the Mesim, they made a bracha. The bracha of Hatoiv HaMetiv. Hatoiv, Shlo Yasrichu, HaMetiv, Shenit Nulikur. The truth is that if you think about it for a second, it's really hard to fathom. Because it's true. Hatoiv, HaMetiv, Lo Yasrichu, Nit Nulikur. It sounds like a beautiful, beautiful thing, and as a result, a reason to give Shvach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But think about the bracha of Hatoiv HaMetiv for a second. There's no bracha in our lexicon of brachas that parallel the bracha of Atoy Vametev. Hokei lo vinu malkeinu, Baruch Ato Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam. Might as well start from the beginning. Hokei lo vinu malkeinu, adireinu, boireinu, goyaleinu, yoitzreinu, kdoishenu, kdoish Yaakov. Royenu Roye Yisrael, Hamelech HaToiv, HaMetiv LaKoil, Shebechol Yoyim V'Yoyim, Hu Hetiv, Hu Metiv, Hu Yetiv Lanu, Hu Gimelanu, Goimleinu, Yigmelenu, Lod, Lechenu, Lechesed, Ulerachim, just posh, read the words. Ulerevach HaTzalav, HaTzalach, HaBrach, HaVishua, Nachom, HaBarnos, V'Chalkol, V'Rachim, V'Chaim, V'Shol, V'Chol Toiv, V'Mikol Tov, Lailu, Mali, Chasreinu. I mean, there's no such bracha. It's unbelievable. And when did they compose this bracha? You know when they composed it? They composed it in Nazi Germany in 1945. That's when they came, in the DP camps. They were given permission, the war's over, Auschwitz, they lost 6 million Jews. But Lamaisa, Nitnu Likfura, Shalai Hisrichu, this is when they wrote this bracha. How do you even understand this? I'm going to ask you another question. The Gemara said, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer said, Kol shloyama eretz chem de toivu rechavet b'brichas ha'aretz, u'malchus beis David b'boinei Yerushalayim, lo yotzi deichai vasa. If you say the second bracha, noidelecha, and you don't mention that Eretz Yisrael is an eretz chem de toivu rechavet, lo yotzi deichai, it's like not saying Pesach Matzah Umar b'leil ha'seder. Lo yotzi deichai vasa. Kol shloyama shloy shedvar ma'lalu lo yotzi deichai vasa, ve'elu heim, you have to say eretz chem de toivu rechavet. Not just that. When it comes to Bnei Yerushalayim, you have to say Malchus based off it. If you say Bnei Yerushalayim Mirchi with the whole Ganskai, with Kavunas and everything, you say Amen afterwards, and you don't say Malchus Beis David, so you're not Yoitzer. Why? So we said, because the Ikon Necham is with Malchus Beis David, V'chisei David Meheru L'Soich HaTochen, that's why it's over Yerushalayim Mirchi, the Briskurov, half of a fell. But
You have to be so precise, right? That's the punchline of the Gemara. It's not enough to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. You have to be very expressive. You have to be very detail-oriented. You can't just say, thank you, Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. No, you have to say, hashtag, thank you, Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. You have to say, Eretz Chemda, Toiva, Rechava. You have to say, Al Brischa, Shechas Amtiv, Sayreinu, Val Teroscha, Shalim Adatanu. You have to say, Malchus based up. You have to say everything so specifically. So this is what bothered me. The fourth bracha is the bracha of Atoiva Meitim. You don't say one word about Haruge Beta. I don't understand. The bracha of Noida Lecha, Eretz Chemda, Toiva, Rechava, Al Brischa, Shechas Amtiv, Sayreinu. The bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, you even have to start talking about Malchus Beis David. We have to look at Malchus Beis David for no, because the Necham and the Iker, the whole Yisoid of why they instituted the bracha about Toiv HaMeitiv says the Gemara, Oysa Yom Shinin Arug HaMeitiv L'Kfur Tignum Yav Na Toiv HaMeitiv. HaToiv Shalei Yisrich HaMeitiv Shinin Arug HaMeitiv. You don't mention one word about HaToiv HaMeitiv. But I think this is the rest of the story. I think this is what's going on over here. How is it possible that that dar was able to institute the bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv? You know what the answer is? Who was the manig of that dar? Who's the Gadol Dar? It was Rabbi Akiva. Of Rabbi Akiva, you can't ask such a kasha. You know why? Because who is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is Akiva Nicham Tanu, Akiva Nicham Tanu. Rabbi Akiva saw a fox walk out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he started laughing because he realized, Oid Yesh Vuskeinu Vuskeinu Sperchoivus Yerushalayim. That's what he saw. Rabbi Akiva saw his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, dying. Be Yisurim. He said, Chaviv and Yisurim, Gevaldi, Rabbi Eliezer, I was worried you'd lose your Olam Haba in this world. Now I know you're going to go up to the next world, you're going to have all your Olam Haba. You're not going to lose anything. Rabbi Akiva was the one who lost 24,000 Talmidim, and he resettled in the south, in the Dorim, and he taught Torah to 5 Talmidim, and he didn't lose anything, and the whole Torah came from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was always able to see the silver lining. Rabbi Akiva said, Kol ma David Rachmanu l'tavavit. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud in Achim and Shgamzu for 22 years. This is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was able to see the silver lining, even in Churban Beitar. Churban Beitar was so horrible. If he saw the silver lining in Churban Beis HaMikdash, why couldn't Rabbi Akiva see the silver lining in Churban Beitar? If Rabbi Akiva sees Shualim, leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he's besimcha, Rabbi Akiva, when he sees Churban Beita, which is Kemoy Churban Beis HaMikdash, he could also be besimcha and he could be mesak in the brach of who hatev, who metev, who yetev lanu. This is doyre shor Rabbi Akiva. But I think it's deeper than that. I think the whole point of this bracha and the reason this bracha is in our benching is because Rabbi Akiva was doing was it was Akiva Nicham Tanu, Akiva Nicham Tanu. He was giving us chizik. Chizik for the galus. See, we bench, we say three brachas. We thank Hashem for the food. You eat a meal, gishmak, you're full, you thank Hashem. You're chalt of a savot, and zat also, right? If you're not full, you don't bench. So you're full, you feel gishmak, so now you can go ahead and bench. Then we thank Hashem, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not shaykh. Or Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David. So once upon a time, we thanked Hashem for that. Because it's unbelievable, you gave us Yerushalayim, you gave us. We thank the brachas of Birchas HaMazon before HaToiv HaMeitiv were all brachas on the greatest Hatov in the world. We have food, you have Eretz Yisrael, you have Yerushalayim, life's good. So you're thanking Hashem for all the good. What Rabbi Akiva was mechadish with the bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv was that, chevre, we're going into Golus, Churban Beitar, this is the end, it's over, this is the siyum of Churban Beis HaMikdash, but there's going to be another bracha, a bracha that's going to escort us through the Golus. It's the bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv. And that's why it doesn't mention Churban Beitar, because the punchline of HaToiv HaMeitiv is not Churban Beitar. You know what the punchline of HaToiv HaMeitiv is? Everything is good. Who hatev, who metev, who yetev, who gimelanu, who gimelenu, who yigmelenu. You know what the raya was? Churban Beitar. Because Rabbi Akiva felt that if in Churban Beitar there was hatoiv shalei yisrichu, the hametev shenitnu l'kfur, that means that everything is good. And you can't just thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. You can't just thank Hashem for Malchus Beis Dovin and for Yerushalayim. V'al brischa shechasam tu v'soreinu v'al teirascha sholim adatonu. You have to thank Hashem for everything. And that's exactly what the brach of hatoiv hametev represents. And maybe that's why the brach of HaToiv HaMeitiv doesn't say anything about Ruge Beitar. Ruge Beitar was the impetus. It was the impetus, but it was a lesson. HaToiv, HaMeitiv, we thank Hashem for everything. That's the whole point. But just to put it all together, and that is Yodua, that the Noida B'Yehuda and the Tzlach, in Mesechtes Pesachim, Daf Nun Amir Aleph, brings a Dover Nifla that he said he heard when he was a young child from the brother Magid. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Pesachim, Daf Nun Amir Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amr Rab Achab Rab Chanino, Loi Ka Oilam Azeh Oilam Abba. Ha Oilam Azeh, Al Besura Is Toiv Oysu Oymer, Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv. Al Besura Is Roi Su Oymer, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. So when something good happens, you say HaToiv HaMeitiv. If something bad happens, you say Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Oilam Haba, but in Oilam Haba, it's going to be Kuloi HaToiv HaMeitiv. You're always going to make the bracha of Atoiv HaMetiv. And the Rebbe Yehuda said that he remembers he was a young child and he heard from the HaMechiach HaGodol HaMefursa, Rebbe Ephraim Rischer, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, Magid the Kehila Brod, who asked a subtle question. He said, it sounds like from the Gemara, that what the Gemara is saying is that there's a difference between Oilam Haz and Oilam Haba in Hilchas Brachas. Now, if something good happens, you say Atoiv HaMetiv. If something bad happens, you make Dayan Emes. Then, if something good happens, you'll say Atoiv HaMetiv. And if something bad happens, you can make Atoiv HaMetiv. And the Maggid of Brod asked, he said, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara is that in the end of days, La'asad La'avai, there won't be bad. Everything's going to be good. So of course you're going to always say Baruch Atoiv HaMetiv. It's not a chiluk between Oilam Haz and Oilam Hab and Hilchas Brachas. The darkest thing of question. It's a chiluk between the tkufos. Now there's good and bad, so yeah, have a shulchan aruch. What do you do when you go? But loss of love is not going to be that way. So he said that the brother Maggid said as follows. He said, no, that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that loss of love on bad things that happen, loss of love, you're going to make a toiv ha-metiv. Because there won't be any bad things that are going to happen, loss of love. What it means is that loss of love, when it's going to be umala, or it's deyo, when people are going to be able to look back in hindsight, which is 2020, and understand everything that happened in their lives, they're going to realize that the thing that they said baruch dayno emeson was really something that warranted a baruch atoiv hametiv. In real time, you can't appreciate it. There's no way to know that. And that's why in real time, there's a shulchan aruch. Sometimes you say atoiv hametiv, sometimes you say baruch dayno emes. But in oilam haba, la'asad lavai, everything's going to be atoiv hametiv. Meaning, we're going to look back at everything that happened in this world, and this didn't make sense, and that didn't make sense, and why is Hashem doing this to me, and why is Hashem testing me with that? And you're going to look back at everything, you're going to realize it was all for your good. And because it was all for your good, at that point, it's going to be oidcha ki anaftabi. Anafta means anger. We're going to thank Hashem ki anaftabi, even for the things that seemed at the time to anger us. But oidcha ki anafta, because we're going to realize that everything was really for our good. So just one haisafa, what's the bracha that we're going to make? What's that bracha when we look back at all the seemingly bad things that happened and we realize it was all good? What's the bracha? It's the bracha of Atoiv HaMetiv. Vehein hein advar, because that is what Atoiv HaMetiv is. Atoiv HaMetiv is not a bracha on Eretz Yisrael. It's not a bracha that was instituted in the best of times, in the times of Chizkiyahu, when it was Baku Midan Vad Be'er Sheva. That's not when they were masakin it. You know when they were masakin Atoiv HaMetiv? It was Nazi Germany 1945. It was in the deep peak camps. It was Atoiv Shalei Yisrichu HaMetiv, because the Yisoid of Atoiv HaMetiv is a bracha that we give Hashem one day. You know, or one time, or how many times you wash during the day. But it's a bracha of the silver lining. That's the point. That even though I don't understand it, but in the Hatoiv Shalei Yisrichu HaMetiv Shenit L'Kvura, I realize that this Toiv. That's what the bracha of Hatoiv HaMetiv represents. That's why that's the bracha. One day, we're going to say, for all the times that people said Baruch Dayan HaEmes, instead of that, they'll say Baruch Hatoiv HaMetiv.